You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome to the show, folks.
Make our own whiskey and our own.
You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon radio show here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, beaming out of Round Rock, Texas. I'm your host, James Kelso, way up here in North Dakota, where it's still, oh, beautiful day. It's about 65 degrees. Beautiful day up here in North Dakota. That won't last long. it was nice enough I could put some varnish on my front porch, and it's going to dry. I'll have another chance tomorrow, some more varnish. We're with you for 2 hours, two sunny hours here this Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can call the show. And I think you'll have a chance to do that today, because I don't have what I love to have on this show is Donald Trump, either live or nearly so. And today I don't have that for you. So in lieu of Donald Trump, we'll have you. Hey, 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. So call in any time. Our terrific engineers in Round Rock, Texas will alert me here on my message board. Let me get my chat board up. There it is. They will alert me to your presence, and I'll put you on the air. How do you like that? They will put you on the air. They're the ones capable of doing all of these things. I'll merely ask that they put you on the air. And when you call in, that's who you'll be speaking to when you dial that number I just gave you, the 512 number. You won't be talking directly to me at 512-248-8252. That call's going into Round Rock, Texas. You're going to talk to one of the super-duper engineers at RBN. And then you can tell them what you want to do. You can give them a message. You can talk to them. You can ask to go on the air. You can use any ID you want. You can... you can be, how about, I'd love to get a call from Brandon. Brandon! Let's go, Brandon! Oh, that's the best story of the week, is it not? Let's go, Brandon. It's just sweeping the planet. And I don't have my Let's Go, Brandon t-shirt yet, or my Let's Go, Brandon stickers, but I've got them on order. And I hope you're getting yours too, because all I can say is, let's go, Brandon. Oh, have you heard that yet at a sporting event or a rally or a crowd chanting, let's go, Brandon? If you want to call with your experience I haven't had that experience yet. I envy you that experience. So call me. And let us know what it's like to hear a crowd go let loose with Let's Go, Brandon. but you can use, if you want to use the screen name Let's Go, Brandon, you can use that. You don't have to use your real name. You don't have to use your real location. And that's part of the fun of radio, part of the power of Patriot Radio, which I think is our last best bastion of resistance to what's the name for what we're fighting here? What's the one word name for what we're fighting? Well, last week I gave the shortest version of it as evil, but another longer term, communism, is what we're fighting. And radio being maybe our best bastion in the resistance to it. Well, let's see. Other than the Let's Go Brandon, I think that's the top story of the week. the news is great. I have 49 messages from our great leader in the 7 days since we last met up here in the Trump Clubhouse. That's an average of 7 messages to you a day. And so our president, his hair is on fire. These messages, I'm going to use them as the core for today's show. And I think that's a very worthwhile pursuit, because what the president needs right now is people retransmitting his voice and his words, because the media, their effort to contain and stop the Trump revolution is to memory hole the president. Don't let a peep out. Don't repeat anything. Don't put it on TV. Don't put it on radio. Don't put it in print. Isolate our president and prevent our people from hearing their president. That is essential to the communist game right now. And so you and I have to do our part to stop that communist effort. So in today's show, I don't know, has anyone out there in our audience read all 49 messages from our president since we last met up? Anybody who has, I'd love to hear from you. Call in. And but I would say most of us have not. I have one time. And so I'll bet many folks haven't. I know on the lamestream media, you haven't heard a single one of those 49 messages. They are the sound of one hand clapping. They are a tree falling in the forest when no one is there. And there's some beautiful, beautiful messages from our president. Now, one thing that changed when the last election was stolen from him and from us is that they had to put some Trump on TV every day. You had some access to the president's message because he was the president of the United States, and it was kind of hard for them to absolutely ignore a Trump press conference, to absolutely ignore a Trump event or appearance. Pretty hard to ignore the president when he's addressing the United Nations or when he's addressing the G7. Gets a little bit embarrassing when you get that bad. So they were compelled to cover the president. Now they're not compelled to cover the president. The importance of his messages is as greater than it was back when he was in the Oval Office. But now they have an excuse for not covering these very important messages. So we have to do it. All right, so we'll do that in today's show. And let's see. Let me get my notepad here of these 49 messages. Another thing I'd like to bring you is some audio from the president this week. He's made appearances on some of our great patriot outlets. So you will see the president appearing on One American News Network. You'll see him appearing on Newsmax. You'll see him being interviewed by Sean Hannity. And the president is getting very good at doing what we're doing on this show and what you are doing, which is figuring out, finding the cracks in Big Brother's deep state, finding the cracks in their censorship of information. So you'll see in the 49 messages I'll share with you in the following minutes, you'll see that the president is linking to, referring, one of his favorite abbreviations now is one I never used before, but it's let me find it here. I'll find an example of it here. He uses it all the time. He uses the abbreviation ICYMI in case you missed it. So what he does with these links is refers to great articles that have appeared out there. Let's go to give us some structure of what I'm doing. Let us start at the beginning. Let us look at the president's most recent statement from yesterday and the day before. Here's one from the day before yesterday. Isn't it terrible that all of Andrew McCabe's benefits, pensions, salary, etc., were just fully reinstated by the Justice Department? This is yet another mockery to our country. Among other things, McCabe's wife received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from Hillary Clinton and the Democrats, while Crooked Hillary was under investigation, which was quickly dropped, of course. What a bad chapter this has been for the once storied FBI. I hate to see it happening. So many great people work there. Next thing you know, the two lovers, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, will be getting awards for what they did. And Hunter Biden will be given a clean bill of health on everything done by him, with everyone to receive as payment a beautiful Hunter Biden-inspired painting selling at your local art gallery for $500,000. While I have never painted before, Hunter has inspired me to immediately begin painting because I've always felt I have a talent at that and could surely get at least $2 million per canvas and probably a lot more. I will begin immediately. Our country is crooked as hell. That was his message the day before yesterday. To all of us. Now let's work our way back in time. There's one I'm not going to be able to read, but it exemplifies something about our president. His attention to detail, his mastery of detail, and his genius. It's entitled, this is from October 15th. A new analysis of mail-in ballots in Pima County, Arizona, means the election was rigged and stolen from the Republican Party in 2020, and in particular, its presidential candidate. And then this message goes on for quite a few paragraphs in great detail with something you won't and the American people will not see. It will not be transmitted by the fake news media, the enemy of the people, but the proof that the election was rigged and stolen is complete. It is nailed down. It is not in doubt. The theft of the election has been proved repeatedly. And our president is rightly, he is not letting go of this fact. Because if, think about it, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have a vote, if the vote is corrupted, not just corrupted, not just tainted, but completely rigged and stolen, what is left of your country? If that's a fact, if the communists, Pelosi, Schumer, Biden, and company, can rig and steal an election, what do you have a First Amendment? Do you have a Second Amendment? Do you have any amendments? Do you have a Constitution? Does your Declaration of Independence matter at that point? Answer, no. No. If they can steal elections with regularity, you live in a communist dictatorship. And guess what? They are able to rig and steal elections. They just did it. And the president is insisting this can't be glossed over. This can't, as Mitch McConnell wants to do, get on with the business of the country. Go suck a lemon, Mitch McConnell, you puke, you rhino bucket of crap. This is the business of our country, Mitch, not yours. I don't know what country you belong to, Mitch McConnell, but it isn't America. This is the life of our country. This is the whole thing at stake. This is the future of our children and their descendants at stake. The election is corrupted. If the communists can control the election, America is a communist nation at that point. Doesn't matter that you have a fabulous gun collection. And you can dream about it from the days when there was a Second Amendment in the U.S. Hey, forget about it. If the Democrats, if the communists control the elections, it's not a question of whether your gun collection will be confiscated, only when. And yes, it will be confiscated. No, you will not have a standoff in which you successfully defend it. No. Unless you want to go with your gun collection, it will be confiscated. First Amendment, gone. Fourth Amendment, gone. Fifth, tenth, ninth, gone, gone. All gone. The rule of law, gone. If elections are corrupt, and they are, and they're corrupt across the country, not here and there, and they're wildly corrupt. The magnitude is in the many millions of fake votes, falsified votes, deleted votes, discarded votes, fraud of every kind. Trump's ballots were destroyed. Biden ballots were created out of thin air. What's the latest thing I saw on the news this morning? What was it I saw on the news this morning? I'm forgetting exactly which governor it was. Was it in Virginia? The demon rats, the communists, have appealed to the governor to waive the signature requirement on mail-in ballots. And they appear to be about ready to get away with this. No signature on a mail-in ballot. Okay, what is that, folks? What is a mail-in ballot that has no signature? Could you get more fraudulent than that? You have to have an ID to get into a nightclub, to get a drink, to get on an airplane, to do anything. A mail-in ballot without even a signature, it's a nothing. At that point, the idea of an election is a joke. It's an insult. And that's where we are. That happened in 2020. And then you have now another layer to this, and the president will be talking about it in his messages he's given us this week. The rhinos. Oh, the rhinos. The Mitch McConnell crowd. These SOBs who absolutely refuse to audit an election. What the hell is going on with these people? If they aren't Democrats, they'll do until the real thing comes along. What is a rhino? What kind of person poses as a Republican, then when an election is stolen, obviously stolen, folks, and this is not controversial. Come on, every thumb sucker in America knows the election was stolen. Every person who's an elected official, you think these people aren't familiar with the idea of election fraud? Elected people? Oh, they're experts in this. I'm going to come right back to this. The plague of rhinos that the president is ridding us of. We'll be right back.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
John Fogerty with Creedence Clearwater. My memory fails me. Anyway, great tune. We're in the middle of a message from President Trump to us this week, and let's kind of work the chain of logic out here a little further. I mentioned that if elections are gone, we have communism, and of course we'll never stop fighting. But what shape will that fight take? If they have destroyed elections, well, let's put it this way. We've got a 2022 election coming up, and we're going to fight like hell. They're going to cheat like hell. We're going to fight like hell to stop them. And the plan for us is retake the House. That's why there are rumors that Nancy Pelosi may resign as Speaker of the House now, rather than suffer the humiliation of being driven out of the speakership in 2022, as is so likely to occur. And who are the demon rats? Who will they bring in to replace Nancy Pelosi? That's a scary question. I was hoping, I'm sorry she's going to retire if she does retire. I wanted her to stay at the leadership of the communists for as long as possible. She is an ideal opponent. Same with Joe Biden, same with Camel Nose Harris. Anyway, I hope they keep those people up as their standard bearers. But beyond, if they've taken the elections away, well, I saw something that was an interesting headline this week. I saw a headline on TV. Some of the terms, I like some of the terms that have, you know, we've used on this show going way back, like Bidenflation. Bidenflation is now broken out. I'd never heard the term before we used it here on this show. Did we launch it? I don't know. But Bidenflation is everywhere. Can't compete with Let's Go Brandon, though. And but another idea that we've been putting out here, and we were not the first on this, but we were early adopters here, the idea of a divorce, that maybe America needs a divorce. That is, we patriots get a divorce from the communists. You know, the question is, can't we all just get along? What is the answer to that question? No. The answer is no, we can't. We can't get along with communists. The gulf, the chasm between us patriots, us real Americans, and the communists is unbridgeable. There is no compromise. There is no, we don't share values with them, as was once true in America. Overwhelmingly, Americans, all Americans, shared core values. And we were a united country. That was then. This is now. So what? One of the possibilities, if elections have been destroyed, then maybe a form of civil disobedience. This is short of warfare now, short of the Second Amendment, is to walk out, a Gandhian mass exodus, an Ayn Randian John Galt strike, in which we go on strike. We refuse, we engage in mass non-compliance. We tell them, to hell with your mask, to hell with your vaccination, to hell with your communist schools, to hell with your critical race theory. And I like the way that's, people have reworded that, critical racist theory. That's a better way of putting it. To hell with all of your crap. We aren't complying. We just say no. I love the pilots at Southwest that walked out. I love the police in Chicago that are saying that they will walk out rather than have a communist government forcibly injecting them with an absolutely unknown substance. If there's someone in our audience who can identify what is in the so-called coronavirus vaccine, if there's someone who knows what's in it, please, you are a guaranteed mega millionaire right now if you will tell the rest of the world what's in that shot. No one, well, the criminals at the companies that created these monstrosities, they know. But they ain't telling. No, you don't have the right to know. You're a peon. You're garbage. You're just a citizen of the United States of America. You're nothing. You don't deserve to know what they're sticking in your bloodstream. Who the hell do you think you are? You're going to get fired from your job. You're not going to be allowed to go to school. You're going to be wrestled to the ground by police state thugs.
You think you have a right to know what we're injecting into you? You little twerp? You're not a free man. This is not a free country. You don't have any rights. What Bill of Rights? What Constitution? That's where we are, folks. So, a divorce. How about that? That might be where we go. That would be secession. We'll be right back.
Still lasting years like they should. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brain.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice. Gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you.
Yeah, just the engineer just messaged me up. I was listening to the break music that he came up with, and I said, is that John Fogerty and Creedence Clearwater Revival? And you were hearing, and the engineer told me, no, we were hearing the Hollies, British group the Hollies, singing Long Cool Woman in a black dress. And but now, as Paul Harvey would say, the rest of the story. No wonder I was fooled. The Hollies intentionally were trying to sound like John Fogerty and Creedence Clearwater Revival. They admit that. And they succeeded. They fooled me. And they sounded so much like John Fogerty that he sued them successfully, claiming they were ripping off his song Green River. He actually got John Fogerty gets half the royalties because of that successful lawsuit. The song was written in the rockabilly country style, swamp rock, the style of Creedence Clearwater, in terms of vocal, rhythm, and melodic style. The Hollies imitated John Fogerty's vocal style, even, based on Green River. According to the Hollies, the song was written in about 5 minutes. I love that. So many great songs have that aspect to them. Fogerty was not impressed, filed a lawsuit against the Hollies for plagiarizing Green River, settled out of court, Fogerty receiving half the proceeds for the song. Anyway, great song. And that's, what year was that? The engineer was saying that's before my time, and I was saying, yeah, probably before you were born. 1972. All right, let's go back to, not before our president's time, that's for sure. Let me go to the message we're reading from our president. And he's, let's go back. I'm not going to get stuck in the detail of the last one we were in. Going back here. Every one of these, here's one he links from the Washington Examiner. Biden down to 36.6%, sinking like the Titanic. There's some good news for you. Here's one he links from Town Hall. Under Biden, Democrats are in disarray. That's a good story. And he links to a tweet from one of our heroes here on the show, Rand Paul. And he says this, Rand Paul tweeted or linked by Donald Trump, "Are our elections for sale? Did Mark Zuckerberg purchase the Wisconsin presidential election?" That's Rand Paul's tweet. Now, and there's some more to it, but you know what Rand Paul's answer to that question is? Yes. Yes, Mark Zuckerberg did buy the Wisconsin election. And our elections are for sale. Rand Paul would make an excellent running mate for Donald Trump in 2024. And Kentucky can come up reliably, can come up with a Patriot senator to replace Rand Paul. So he's not irreplaceable there. And while they're at it, if they should replace Mitch McConnell, they can surely do better than Mitch McConnell. Let's see here. Here's a message, a great message on the January 6th Unselect Committee. That's the one with Liz Cheney on it and Adam Kinzinger. Oh, here's good news. This will make your heart glad. Adam Kinzinger, the communist congressman, the rhino from Illinois, from outside Chicago, the Illinois Democrats redistricted. They redrew their congressional districts, apparently this week. And they nailed Adam Kinzinger to the wall. They redistricted, redrew the boundaries of his congressional district to make it so heavily Democrat that Adam Kinzinger can't win re-election in his district. Impossible. So it as it looks from here now, it's bye-bye Adam Kinzinger. Courtesy of the Democrats with whom you've been smooching. Didn't work very well. Let's find another one here. Here's one the president links to from The Hill. McConnell gets GOP wake-up call. The president liked this article, so he wants us to read it. the backlash Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell received from fellow Republican senators last week is a wake-up call to the GOP leader that he doesn't have any more political capital to spend on helping Democrats raise the debt limit again. Ooh, ooh, and again, there's more good stuff in there, but that's good news. And the president, what a gutsy guy. President, he lets you know what he thinks. He has said, Mitch McConnell, get out of the Senate. We need to replace Mitch McConnell as a Senate minority and hopefully someday majority leader. Nobody else has the guts to say stuff like that. Only Donald Trump. And that's what his son, Donald Jr., he's been Donald Jr. on TV. I saw it this morning. He was asked on Fox, is your dad running for the presidency in 2024? And Donald Jr.'s answer, and he's consistently given this answer, which is the only guy who has what it takes to fight the communists running this country is his dad. He said, if we have another person, you know, if we've got another person who's got what it takes, that's wonderful. And, you know, such a person should be considered for the job of Republican leader and presidential candidate. But right now, he said, in his opinion, and I agree with him, only Donald Trump is up to the job. Rand Paul is rising in my esteem and estimation. But does he have what the president has right now? No, nobody that I know of does. And you have to couple that with, have they got what it takes to do the job? But also, can they get elected? That's another incredibly important. If you've got what it takes, but you can't get elected, which was the sentiment that Donald Trump had when I heard him say that back in 2011 at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington, D.C. He said, as much as one may love Ron Paul, Rand's dad, who was running for president that 2012 election, he said this in 2011, he can't get elected. And that was an astute observation, probably one that Donald Trump should have kept to himself, because the crowd didn't like to hear that, but it was true. Ron Paul, great guy, but couldn't get elected. All right, let's go to another message from the president. He quotes, here's an article he wants us to read on the corrupt handling of the Arizona audit. But what's interesting here is he's linking to a story at One American News, OAN. I hope OAN is in your favorites, that you're finding a way wherever you are. This is the challenge to all of us patriots. Find a way on your TV set and on your computer to break through the blockade. Find Newsmax. It's in there somewhere on your TV. Call up your cable company. Find out, how the hell can I watch Newsmax on my TV? No, I don't want to watch CNN. Give me something other than that crap. Tell me, how do I switch over to Newsmax on my cable? I'm giving you creeps. I'm giving you good money every month. If you want to keep getting my money, tell me how I can connect to Newsmax. And if it's not available on my cable, then make it available. There are scores of millions of Americans watching Newsmax. It's a very, very popular. Don't shut that out. You've got so many channels on my TV set with stupid cooking shows, stupid sports shows, endless stupid analyses of this quarterback and that quarterback and which team is going to win by how many. Who gives a rat's ass? We don't have time for sports in this emergency. To hell with sports. To hell with cooking. To hell with any of that. What is that? It's distraction, ladies and gentlemen. It really doesn't matter whether the Green Bay Packers or the Vikings win. It really doesn't matter a rat's ass.
and it shouldn't be exciting to you, and you shouldn't be screaming your lungs out cheering on the dumbasses kneeling on the sidelines when they play the American anthem. This is all distraction. What did the Romans call it? Bread and circuses for the mob in Rome. No, your country is being stolen. It's deadly serious. Okay. Tell me, how do I get One America News on my dumbass network, my cable connection, and on and on. Find ways to connect. I'm not a great expert on this, or I would give you a good tutorial right here, right now, on what to do on your computer and on your TV to improve your connection. But it's out there. You can find it. And we have to come up with what's our substitute for YouTube? What's our substitute for Facebook? What's our substitute for the controlled news networks? That's a challenge for all of us. All right, let's go to the... And the president is leading the charge in this. And with these articles that I'm quoting, he's steering you. He's linking to OAN. He's linking to Newsmax. Here he's linking to the Daily Mail, which once in a while has truthful news stories, the British paper, the Daily Mail. All right, that's a link. Here's a link to The Hill, which also has true stories now and then. Here's a link to Fox News. And this is an ICYMI, in case you missed it. Leaked Border Patrol documents show a mass release of illegal immigrants into the U.S. by the Biden administration. Yes. Go to the next one. Winter heating bill set to jump as inflation hits home. Yep, that'll be something that if you want to call in on that when your first bills hit you at home. Boy, we're up here in North Dakota, which is natural gas headquarters. And that Keystone Pipeline that was shut down by Joe Biden and the communists on day one, took a multi-billion-dollar, huge, successful Keystone Pipeline, bringing billions of cubic feet of natural gas and oil to all over the United States. We've got oil coming out of our ears in North Dakota. We're just barely second to Texas as the top oil-producing state in the country, and natural gas just as much. And they close the pipelines. They want to close all pipelines. Watch your heating bill go up. And let's hope it sparks a revolt. Let's hope the American people don't take it lying down. All right. Here's a message from the president on October 14th. Today, the highly respected Dr. Shiva Ayyadurai, MIT, PhD, is having an event on the big findings from the Arizona audit. He has invited the rhinos on the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, that's Phoenix, to participate. If they have nothing to hide, these Maricopa supervisors would show up. They would answer the many questions raised by the audit, like how there were over 17,000 duplicate mail-in ballots, and why they poured in after Election Day, how there were over 6,000 more ballots than there were envelopes, et cetera, et cetera. On and on. The president goes into great detail, but he says Maricopa County has refused. Now, Maricopa County, these are Republican supervisors, folks. These are rhinos. These are the Mitch McConnell, Adam Kinzinger, Liz Cheney type Republican. And they are a plague upon patriots in America. They must be removed from the Republican Party, removed from elected office. They must be gotten out of the way. In order to accomplish that, they have to be identified. And that's what Donald Trump is doing. He is naming names. And he says, that's a good one there. All right, now we'll go to, he says this on October 13th, America First Legal, founded by Stephen Miller and Mark Meadows, is leading the legal charge against the Biden administration's lawless assault on our citizens, our freedoms, our borders, and our treasured way of life. Please support America First Legal and the critical work they are doing to stand up for our country, which is under siege. And that's a good message. And there's a great message coming up. We'll hit it right after the break on Mark Meadows' new book, which the president loves. Stay tuned.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, KosherTify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst.
Let the rest of the world help us for change and let's
but
rebuild America.
Build America first. Hey, let's do that. Hey, you know, and you know, along that same theme that Merle Haggard sang there, let's rebuild America first. We need it the worst. The Pretenders covered the same theme in My City Was Gone. And everybody remembers that song even more than from the Pretenders. They remember it from a person that we sorely miss, Rush Limbaugh. And how many times did you hear this? I'll just play a few seconds of it for critical review purposes. This is the song that Rush Limbaugh, more than the Pretenders themselves, immortalized. And the lyrics are so beautiful, and I love the Pretenders. My city was gone. My country was gone. America was gone. The communists stole it. The bastards. You want to fight? You got one.
I went back to Ohio, but my city was gone. There was no train station.
No train station.
There was no downtown.
Downtown was gone.
South County disappeared. All my favorite places.
All my favorite places.
My city had been pulled down.
City had been pulled down.
Reduced to walking. Space it.
I mean, now that's a great song. That's a great song. I can see why Rush Limbaugh loved it so much. And, Rush Limbaugh was, you know, he heard in that song, you know, the Pretenders, whatever they may say, whatever in the music business, you have to be politically correct and so on. And they said, you know, we don't want you to use this song, Rush Limbaugh's one. But Limbaugh heard in those lyrics his theme of his city, his America. Rush Limbaugh's America was gone. And now Limbaugh is gone. And that's going to hurt in 2022 and in 2024. Limbaugh brought a lot of votes. He brought a lot of hearts and minds. So who's filling Rush Limbaugh's shoes? I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't, you know, and the scary thing is maybe nobody can fill his shoes. But somebody has to. Anyway, let's go back to the president right after this break. I mean, see you in a bit.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This